Wednesday morning, ladies and gentlemen, time now for trivia. Mr. Kiger is here. Can Mr. Kiger come out and give us a trivia question today?
I am ready.
I appreciate you rolling down the hill, cruising down the hill from your house to our studios here at University Place.
And not dodging between orange cones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I love it when you get in here every morning and you're never late.
I try to be prompt. Yeah. I like to be on time.
I appreciate that.
Well, you're very kind. Yeah. Thank you, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Yeah, really, really well. How about you?
Good. I'm kind of in the July slower mode, mm-hmm. which is good.
Yeah, it's kind of relaxed around here right now.
Yeah, you know, it is.
Not a whole lot going on compared to other times of the year. There's still a lot going on here compared to other places.
Well, it is.
But, you know.
Yeah.
It's Chapel Hill, so.
Because in about a month and a half, you know what's coming.
Yeah, it's going to crank up, man.
Yeah.
All the students will be back, and football season will be cranked up, and everything, man.
Holy smokes, so, it'll be the merry-go-round again.
Exactly. Well, what do you got?
Military nicknames.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Military nicknames.
See what this is all about.
If Old Blood and Guts mm-hmm. was George Patton.
Yeah.
And Stormin' Norman.
Was Norman Schwarzkopf.
Correct.
Yeah.
Then who the heck was Kump?
Kump.
C-U-M-P.
I got no clue on that one.
If Blood and Guts, Old Blood and Guts, George Patton, Stormin' Norman was Norman Schwarzkopf. We're going back to the 19th century. Who was Kump? C-U-M-P. A play off of his middle name.
No. I don't know. All right, 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer. And courtesy of our friends at the Forest at Duke, you can win a prize, $10 gift certificate from Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Call right now and answer that question.
Please, please.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right. Of course. 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ronstadt's.
Whoa. You know Ronstadt's? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ronstadt's. Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Please, please don't go.
That's right.
Has nothing to do with James Brown.
James Brown. No, James' middle name was not Kump or Tecumseh.
Well, I sort of got off on that James Brown thing when you said, please,
yeah.
Don't go.
Go.
Oh, please. Well, please give us the answer to that question.
Well, middle name Tecumseh, does that help? War is hell.
War is hell, okay.
Supposedly the quote attributed to him.
Okay. Tecumseh.
He marched through Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, wound up over here at Bennett Place.
Uh-huh. Andrew?
William Tecumseh Sherman.
Sherman. Yeah, okay. All right. Thank you. I'm glad I got that so easily.
That's okay. That's all right.
Well, you know, it's, my brain sometimes is like a Sherman
tank.
If he
had only recorded a single in 1862,
yeah,
you would have remembered it.
I would have known that right away.
Exactly.
I probably have known who wrote the song and everything else.
He could have done the song Fire.
Yeah, that's right.
By Arthur Brown.
That's right.
Or the crazy world of Arthur Brown.
Yeah, or by the Ohio Players.
Exactly.
Could have done that
Fire.
One, too.
Fire.
Boom, boom, boom. Hey, man, thank you.
You're welcome.
A little military question for you this morning.
Yeah, there you go.
Man, our thanks to the Forest at Duke.
Thank you.
Wonderful folks over there. Go to forestduke.org to find out more.